The threat of flash flooding and torrential downpours is over here in eastern New York and western New England. The frontal system responsible for the rough weather yesterday, last night, into this morning has pushed off to the east. The front itself is stalled across New England, and there are still some heavy downpours to our east. But in our area, we are seeing drier air come in from the west. We've had sunshine develop across the region through the day, and the air mass is much, much less humid than it was at this time yesterday, as our dew point temperatures have been falling through the day. So we are looking ahead to a pleasant stretch of weather as we work through the next couple of days. One little issue could be a couple of very light showers over the next couple of hours, mainly north and west of Albany, but any of these showers will dry up after dark. And then as we work through the night, we'll have partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. It will be very pleasant, very comfortable night for sleeping with low humidity levels. We'll have low temperatures mainly in the 50s. There could even be some 40s in the mountains across the North Country. Moving into the day tomorrow, a little weak upper-level disturbance will be passing through. So again, there is the small chance of a passing shower mainly across the North Country. Otherwise, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Humidity levels will be low. Highs will be mainly in the 70s, so right around 80 degrees. And then as we work towards Friday and Saturday, we'll have high pressure build in from the west, and that will deliver a pair of pleasant days to wrap up the work week and move into the weekend. A good deal of sunshine is in the forecast for Friday. It looks to be a little bit warmer than tomorrow, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. And then by Saturday, we'll start to see a little bit more moisture come into the mix, so we'll have a few more clouds by afternoon, and temperatures on Saturday will generally be in the lower 80s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, with areas of fog, pleasant, with lows in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, intervals of sun and clouds, a small chance of a passing shower, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, intervals of sun and clouds, small chance of a passing shower, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, pleasant, with lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog, pleasant, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, intervals of sun and clouds, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. And on Saturday, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, high 78 to 84. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.